I had to chuckle as I started to read the psalm yesterday, Psalm 35, and chuckle again as I read it last night and this morning, because what this psalm is all about is David has had it. He's had it with his detractors. He's had it with those that are mocking him. He's had it with those who are persecuting him. He's had it with everything but God. Amen. How many times have we found ourselves walking in David's shoes? How many times have you had it and you're so disgusted with the people that are mocking you or putting Christianity down or don't like the way you do things, etc.? The interesting thing is, and I think this is why God says he loves David, and he loves David's heart, is because instead of going and complaining to everybody else, he goes to his best friend. Mm-hmm. He goes to his best friend, God, mm-hmm. his father, and he lets it all hang out with God. I mean, some of the stuff he says, he tells God to harass them. Harass the mockers. Just all kinds of things spew out of precious David's heart that when you look at this psalm, you think, oh, David didn't always have a precious heart. He had a precious heart toward God. But he was fed up with mankind. He was fed up with his enemies. He was just sick of it and sick of them. But he really treasured, at the end of the psalm, he treasured his friends. He treasured those who were standing with him. And he wants God to bless them for standing with him. And he's joyous about them. And how important it is today for us to treasure our Christian friends. Number one, have a vital living relationship with our Father God. But then treasure those who also have that same relationship with him. And treasure the fact that God has put people in your life who love you and who will stand with you during some of the hardest times in your life. And David's saying, oh, bless these people. So when you're going through a hard time, we can take a lesson from this psalm and we can say, God, they've stood with me through this icky thing. So get your eyes off of the icky thing and ask God to bless those who are standing with you. And it brings a smile to your face and your countenance is lifted and attitudes change. So I want to say the last two verses, 35, 27, and 28. And he says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. A positive word out of the psalmist's mouth. Amen. And the message puts it like this. But those who want the best for me, let them have the last word. A glad shout and say over and over and over, God is great. Everything works together for the good of his servant. I'll tell the world how great and good you are. I'll shout hallelujahs all day, every day. I love David. I love my God. Do you? Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the message together this morning. But those who want the best for me, let them have the last word. A glad shout and say over and over and over, God is great. Everything works together for the good for his servant. I'll tell the world how great you are. I'll shout hallelujah all day and every day. Amen. Oh, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Is he powerful?
He is.
He made the heavens.
He did.
And the earth.
He did.
And you.
Yep.
And everybody.
Yep.
Amen.